Yes, Mr. Secretary. Talk a little louder. I have trouble hearing you.
Right. Matt Bundy is on the phone with me. We have had a report now from the meeting that took place at Kamina, and the military there have recommended that this operation be held up one more night so that it can be coordinated with the column, which will be coming down the road at the same time. The
How far are you by air from, how many hours from?
3 hours.
Mm-hmm. How many miles is that?
How many miles? It must be, what, 1,000 miles.
Uh-huh. All right, now where is the column now?
The column is about at Lobutu, or on its way to Lobutu, and it then has, by moving all night, can reach there Tuesday morning. The idea would be that it would reach there at the same time that the drop would occur.
And how many in the column? 1,000?
No, in the column there are, what, 600? About 600.
Mm-hmm. And there are, what, 800 in our outfit?
There are about 800 that would be dropped, and there are about 600 in the column. There isn't any doubt that there's enough force there to take care of the situation. General Wheeler is very clear on that.
And what do they have there?
Oh, they've just got, it's very hard to tell. The chances are that...
Well, how does he know he's got enough to take care of it? He doesn't know.
Well, because all the indications are that the responsible forces have largely left, and they didn't... the experience that they've had coming into every one of these cities so far is that the troops run when they encounter... either the column or any kind of airplane, air cover.
Mm-hmm.
So that on the basis of all the experience, there wouldn't seem to be much danger of any serious resistance. They haven't met resistance. The column hasn't met resistance in the last day or so.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been flying reconnaissance, and there's no indication that they're likely to meet much.
Mm-hmm.
So that the expectation is, and this seems to be generally agreed by the military on both sides, that this column will have, the column plus the airdrop would have quite an easy time of it.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is just to be able to find where the hostages are and get them before there's some kind of reprisal taken against them.
Mm-hmm. Mr. President, in military terms, Mac Bundy, in military terms, either force, we believe, could win a battle in Stanleyville. The problem is therefore not one of worry over the battle, it's one of the speed and effectiveness with which we get to the hostages.
Mm-hmm.
The Kamina-Stanleyville distance we've just checked turns out to be 550 miles, which is 2.5 hours in the air. The theory is that they'd all get in together Tuesday morning early. That has a lot of advantages also from the point of view of putting the paratroopers in, because if there's any holdup near the airport, we have someone who begins to be near there. We have some eyes on the scene as to what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So that in military terms, to do the two things at once seems very clear, and this is the Belgian judgment concurring in Brussels with their own advice from the field. Nobody sees anything to be gained in anything except the notion that the hostages may be in great danger for one more day in going in with the paratroopers tomorrow, because the column cannot get there before Tuesday morning at the earliest.
The only new element which might increase the danger is that there has been a leak through London from Ascension that the planes have left there. We're going to have to use the fallback release that we had worked out with the Belgians. We'll have the Belgians use it, confirming the fact that the planes have left Ascension, but simply saying that they moved up to a point closer to Stanleyville, and that they're not presently en route to Stanleyville. I think that this isn't a very serious matter, but of course there's always a risk in one more day's delay, but the additional mobility that the forces would have when they come into Stanleyville and their ability to seek out the hostages rapidly, because the column will have wheels, it will have transport, I think does and add quite an additional element of security to it.
Had we anticipated when we thought of maybe going in this afternoon that the paratroopers go in first and be followed by the others?
That's the only way we can do it if we go this afternoon.
Well, I say, We had thought that that might be done. Then we decided upon their recommendation that we put the two together.
That's what it amounts to, Mr. President. We had tried to keep them separate, partly because for political reasons there was an advantage in not having this look like a military operation, but like a humanitarian operation. And furthermore, we were motivated by the fact that since the situation seemed to be deteriorating so rapidly in Stanleyville, that we wanted to get the force in that could get in the quickest, which was the airdrop force. Now, during the day, there's not been any further evidence come out that the situation is falling apart anymore, although it may be, but there have been no radio intercepts or anything that would suggest that. And there is a meeting in the late hour tonight between our Ambassador Atwood and Kanza, who is their negotiating representative, and we may have some further light on the situation in Stanleyville when that meeting takes place. So I think there's a good deal that argues for accepting the Belgian view that we should hold it up one more day, and this is a unanimous view of all of us here and of Bob McNamara and of Dean Rudd.
All right, that's okay.
Right.
Bye. Yeah. Go ahead, Mac.
Yes, sir.
Did you have something else?
No, that's all, Mr. President. I think that's the...
Are you in Washington or Boston?
Sir?
Where are you, Boston or Washington?
No, I'm in Washington.
Okay, well, you there in time for this next expedition, I guess?
Yes, sir. I decided it's better not start till I got back.
All right, okay.
We're going to drop him in Stanleyville, Mr.
No, you don't. You just drop him there behind that black fence.
Right.
I'll see you.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.